Hello, hello, you're listening to the Career Changemaker podcast. Having the courage to leave a career that you have worked hard to build and try something else can be tough. So in each episode, we dive into key career change strategies so that you have a clear understanding of what is required to transition into a new role or a new industry without feeling like you have to start at the bottom or have to take a massive pay cut. Because hashtag ain't nobody got time for that. If you are ready for frank and honest discussions about how to become a career changemaker, keep listening. I'm your host, lawyer turned career strategist and executive coach, Janine Esbrand. Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. So today I want to talk about a topic that I've been wanting to discuss for a while, and that is asking for what you want without feeling guilty, going for what you want in your career unapologetically. And I think it's important for us to have this conversation because so often people feel guilty about the desires that they have. They feel guilty about not wanting to do the job they've been doing for so many years. They feel guilty about giving up an opportunity to do a role that to some people would be a dream role. They feel guilty about embarking on a new journey when so many people have opened doors for them, or that they have been given opportunities that other people haven't had, right? So feeling that guilt can often cause you to stay in a position or in a role that you really don't need to be doing anymore. And so I want to talk today about how we go about shifting away from being overcome with the guilt of what it is that we want to embracing fully what we want and going for it. Because we can say all day long that we have desires and we have goals when it comes to our career, but if you don't truly believe that, one, you deserve to have what it is that you want, and two, that it's possible to make it happen, you're not going to take action and you're not going to move forward. So let's talk about it. It's really fascinating to me how when you're a kid, you are way more committed to what it is that you want. And when I look at my daughter in particular, she's six, she's almost seven. She is persistent. She is committed. If she wants something, she is going to go for it and ask for it over and over and over again until she gets it. If she doesn't want to do something, she is not doing it. She is the child who, if somebody comes and says hello to her, she doesn't want to say hello, she's not saying hello. If someone asks her for a hug, she doesn't want to give you a hug, she's not doing it. And I admire her for that. I admire her for standing in what it is that is true for her and what it is that she wants to do or she doesn't want to do. And when I look at her and when I think about how she interacts with the world, I also wonder, at which point do we lose that? At which point do we lose that? Not everybody starts off as a child who's very headstrong and committed to what they want to do. But when we're younger, there's an element of unapologetic dreaming or unapologetic goal setting that we have, right? And somewhere along the lines, we lose that. As we get older, as we understand how the world works more, as our brains develop, as we start to fall into people-pleasing habits, and as we start to want to blend in rather than stand out, we advocate for our opinion less, we advocate for what it is that we want less, and we focus more on what other people want and need from us. And so when somebody asks you the question, what do you want, it can be really, really hard to answer. Really, really hard to answer, partly because admitting what you really want means that you're being vulnerable. It means that you're opening up yourself for other people's opinions. And often we want to avoid that. And so we either keep it to ourselves or we just stop really thinking about what it is that we really want. At the moment, we are in the process of getting a new car, and the amount of times my husband and I have gone back and forth around what vehicle we are getting, because there are so many different factors that you need to take into account. It's not only what car would you like, it's also what's practical, what's going to work given that you have children, it's what do we need versus what do we want? How much finances do we want to put behind that? All of those things. But having to think about all the different factors can detract you from, in essence, the thing that you actually desire. And so the first thing that I want you to really think about and take on board is that in order for you to ask for what it is that you want without feeling guilt, you have to acknowledge the desires that you have and accept them as valid. Whatever you desire to do with your career next is valid, and it doesn't require external validation as much as you think it does. So sometimes we can say, oh, I'd love to do this, and then we go and we speak to family members, or we go and speak to friends and we ask other people what they think. What do you think about what I've said? And depending on whether or not you get a positive or negative response, you're going to either stand behind what it is that you've decided, or you're going to shift away from what it is that you've decided purely based on what someone else is thinking. The issue that I have with that is most of the time when you are sharing with people what it is that you want to do, they're only seeing part of the story, right? They're only understanding part of it. So you're saying, I might want to leave my current role and go and do something else. That person is looking at you and your current role from the outside. They may know your job title. They may well know roughly how much you get paid. They may know how long you've worked for that organization, but they don't know what it's like to work there on a day-to-day basis. They don't really fully appreciate your skill set. They don't really understand the experience that you bring. They don't understand the interactions that you're having. So for you to ask somebody else whether or not you should stay in this role, in this industry, doing what it is that you do, or move towards something that you really desire to do, it's kind of not giving them the full enough picture for them to be able to make that type of decision for you or influence your decision in a big way. So rather than looking externally and asking someone else who doesn't have the full picture about what it is that you should do, you should be looking internal, right? You should be really spending the time and getting introspective and spending the time to unpack what it is that you want and why do you want it and whether or not it makes sense for this season of life that you're in. The desires that you have are there for a reason. They are there for a reason, and so I encourage you to lean into them. As a woman of faith, I really believe that the desires that are placed in my heart are there for a reason, and the reason is that there are things out there for me to do that I am uniquely positioned to do. And so I might not know the reason today why it is I have the inclination towards doing something, but that reason will reveal itself at some point. And so listening to yourself and what it is that you feel to do, or that you're called towards, or that you're drawn to, is a big part of being unapologetic about your decisions. I remember when I was growing up, I always felt like I wanted to live in New York for a while. I remember visiting there when I was young, and I had an aunt who lived there, and I just really liked the city. So I always had in the back of my mind from when I was about early teens, maybe around 13, that one day I was going to live in New York. One day I would go and live there for at least 6 months. And that was something that I had decided. I didn't know how I was going to make it happen. I didn't know exactly when I was going to make it happen. But in my final year of uni, an opportunity came up to go and live in New York. I remember specifically sitting in the library on the computer and an ad popping up saying, would you like to go to New York for a year? And my response was, yeah, of course. So I read on and I found out that there was an internship program and that there was an application process. And if I applied, I could get onto the program and then I'd get placed with a sponsor company and get to work in New York for a year while studying for an international business qualification and living in New York. So I was like, this is amazing. This is all good stuff. Like, there's nothing bad about this opportunity. I need to look into it. And I did. I looked into it, I did the application, and ultimately got chosen to join the program. And there were people around me who were like, are you sure? Are you sure you want to leave all of your friends and your family and travel 3,000 miles over the Atlantic Ocean, leaving everyone behind, including your boyfriend, to go and live in New York and share an apartment with people that you don't know? Like, are we really doing this? And as much as I appreciated the concern of my friends and my family, I had the desire in my heart to go, and I knew that if I didn't go, I'd always regret it. And I knew that if I did go, I'd have an incredible time and I would grow as a person. And so I did. I went, and I have not grown as much as I did in that 1 year in years, right? Like, prior to going, I was at university, and this was the first time I really felt like, oh, I'm an adult and I'm stepping out and I'm doing things for myself and I'm making decisions for myself and I'm really understanding who I am in different settings, but also learning about other people, learning about my tolerances, my preferences, learning about where to go, how to maneuver in a busy city. Like, all of those things I wouldn't have understood, I wouldn't have gained an appreciation of had I not gone. And so at the time when I decided I want to go to New York, it was just like wouldn't it be nice for me to go and live in New York. But I didn't fully appreciate the lessons that I was going to learn while I was there until after, right? Until I went. And hindsight is fantastic. When I think back to all of the things that I took away and the exposure that I gained, it was a defining moment or series of moments in my life because I followed the desire. And I say to everybody, when I came back from that trip, I was always like, everyone needs an opportunity to live abroad. Everybody needs the opportunity to go and live somewhere else because you learn so much about yourself. But I think the biggest thing that I took away was follow the desire. And there's been multiple points in my career journey, whether it was moving abroad, whether it was applying to do a TEDx talk, whether it was moving from working as a corporate lawyer to just leaving and not knowing exactly what I was going to go to, or taking on a role as legal counsel or consulting. Like, there's so many different stages in my career where I just knew that this was the time, now was the time. I didn't always know what the next step looked like, but I knew that now was the time. And so for anyone who has that inkling, who's feeling like it's time to go, like, I've been doing this for a while, I've been in this role for a while, and it's time for me to do something else, listen to the voice, because there may be opportunities that can open up for you if you allow yourself to fully explore them, if you allow yourself to be open, and you'll be amazed how that could look. So, but one of the things that you have to be able to do and develop if you are to lean into your own intuition and lean into what it is that you want is dealing with rejection, dealing with the fact that other people may not agree, other people may reject your ideas, other people may ridicule your ideas, other people may tell you that you're making the biggest mistake. And so being able to accept what other people say, take it on board, but assess it. Assess whether or not this advice, this guidance is what you want to follow. And does it make sense given the context? Does it make sense given what it is that you're doing? Is the person that you're taking advice from qualified to give you advice? So often we ask people to give us advice that are just not qualified. And they're not qualified because they don't fully understand the landscape or the context in which you're operating. Like, I know for me, if I am struggling in my business and I have a problem, I'm not going to go to someone who hasn't ever had a business and ask their advice and take on their advice fully without really considering, okay, this is what they've said, but do they really fully appreciate the issue? If I have a challenge in my business, I am going to go to a business bestie, I'm going to go to a coach or a mentor, I'm going to go to somebody who has been through what I'm experiencing and has come through the other side. If I have a challenge in my marriage, I'm not going to go ask my single friends. I'm not going to go ask my single friends because they don't also have a husband who does similar things to my husband. So the advice is not necessarily going to be as valid because they're going to be speaking from a place of hypotheticals. If I was in your shoes, I would do this. If that was me, I would never do this. If that was me, I would. And it's like, you know what? I know, I've come to realize, particularly since becoming a parent, that hypotheticals don't work. Like, you can speak all day long about what you would do, could do, should do in a situation, but until you're faced with that situation, you just don't know, right? And so I'd much rather gather insight and understanding from somebody who has been there, done that, than somebody who's just in a place of hypotheticals. So that was just a bit of a tangent. Make sure that when you're seeking advice from people, you're seeking advice from people who are qualified to give you advice. But train yourself, practice asking for advice or asking for opinions, but then assessing whether or not you're going to take that on board and being okay with you doing something that is contrary to what someone else might do or what someone close to you may expect you to do. And I'm not here advocating just being contrary for contrary's sake. I'm just wanting you to really start assessing, what do I want without the noise? What do I want without the noise? If I take away what other people are saying, what other people are thinking, what I'm hearing, and that can include social media, that can include when you're scrolling on various different social media platforms, or you're watching YouTube videos, or you're listening to podcasts. There's lots of different information, lots of different opinions coming at you all the time. So one thing that can be helpful if you're in a season of decision is to quiet the noise, like take the apps off your phone, decide that you're gonna take some time where you're not checking the news or the getting input from different places, so that you can just really go inward and hear from yourself, really hear from within. And what I mean by that is just having the time and the space and the headspace to really reflect on, what am I saying? What am I about? What's important to me in this season? And I often talk about, you know, taking the inside out approach to your decision making. And what I mean when I say the inside out approach is, what's going on in the inside of you? What values are you trying to honor right now? What strengths are you trying to leverage? What interests do you really have? What's going on for you? What's important in this season? And then how do we make decisions based on those things versus what you think you should do because of external circumstances? So if you want to ask for what you want without feeling guilty, you really have to do the work to ask yourself, what is it that I want? And why do I think my wants and my desires are valid? What evidence do I have to support the fact that they are valid? And then how do I go about dealing with the opinions of other people if they are contrary to mine? Okay, so those are like the two main areas of focus that I would encourage you to pay attention to if you want to really go for what you want. Because if you can nail this stuff, if you can manage the internal, you can manage the mindset stuff, then it's so much easier for you to go out into the marketplace and ask for what it is that you want. So many of us are trying to go out and ask for what we want and pretend to be confident, put on an air of confidence when it isn't really deep down there. And it doesn't work. People see through that. People can sense it. So rather than be like, right, okay, I'm going to come across as very confident, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to show them. It's like, no, be confident. Be confident in what it is that you want. If you're going for a role, I want you to be 100% sold on the fact that this role is aligned to you as a person and the fact that this is the place that you want to be next in your career, knowing that it is what it is. We're in a position where we're not really honouring what it is that we want. We find ourselves trying to say the right things to the right people at the right time versus saying the things that are true. And those things are true and they align with what the people want to hear, because it's the type of role that you want, you're the right fit for it, you have the expertise, you know you can bring value. So lean into owning what it is that you want, so that when you're out there talking about what it is that you want, you're excited about it. You're excited about it, you're passionate about it, and that passion and excitement can come across in your conversations. That is what I wanted to share with you today. I've spoken for a while. I hope this is useful. If you're listening to this, this resonating with you and you're like, yes, 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 I do want to really be able to ask for what I want. I do want to be able to go for what I want, but it feels hard. It feels challenging. I don't really know how to get started with unpacking everything. This is the type of stuff that we dig into inside of the Career Changemaker program. It is a program that is transformational because we're working with you to shift some things that need to be shifted from the inside out, right? Helping you to unpack the mindset, manage the mindset piece, uncover what you truly really want in this season and then position you for what it is that you want. So if this sounds like the type of support that would be valuable for you and that you need so that we can get you from a place of just coasting in your current role to actually landing something that you're super, super looking forward to do and something that is fully aligned and that is going to be fulfilling, then I invite you to book a call with me. If you go to careerchangemakers.com/call, we will have a fitting call and see if the program is a good fit, and make sure that we're able to support you in the way you need to be supported. So head over to careerchangemakers.com/call. Let's have a conversation. When you book your call, you'll also have the opportunity to do a career assessment, and that will help you identify the areas where you need to focus most so that you can move forward as quickly as possible. So I look forward to speaking to you on the phone, and I'll be back very, very soon in the next episode of the podcast. Until next time, take care. Bye. If you enjoyed today's conversation, be sure to subscribe to the show so that you don't miss any future episodes. Also, I would love to know what your biggest takeaway has been from today's episode. Come over and join us in our Career Changemakers community over on LinkedIn so that you can join the conversation there. Head over to lightbotscoaching.com/community and it will take you right to the group.